Historian Dr. Adrian Fraser said, "The culture of any civilization is very important, and with St. Vincent and the Grenadines coming out of an era where the people were enslaved, there is a need for a strong cultural identity as the country moves forward."
In my way of thinking, you cannot isolate slavery from colonialism, because slavery was a part of the colonial agenda, which was meant to, colonial agenda had to do with economic and political control. And in looking at this, I attach quite a lot of importance to the cultural aspect. So that in looking at this, I tie all of these things together. Although the economic and the political are important, I attach a lot of importance to the cultural, because I think today we still have not emancipated ourselves culturally. We still depend a lot on what comes from, not only from our former mother country, but from the imperial countries as a whole. And I think that is something we need to emphasize much more, because in a sense, we have control economically and politically, but we still have not been able to deal with the cultural aspect of it.
Historian Dr. Adrian Fraser, Deputy Chairman of the National Cultural Foundation, NCF, Glenroy Sully Caesar said, "There are many cultural and historical aspects which need to be clarified so that persons today can be proud of their history."
But I think definitely it is very important and necessary for us to really revisit and relook and re-examine the whole history that was sent to us. The first thing I have in relation to the history and the is the language. We need to clarify a lot of these things, because most of these things are part of the whole colonial legacy that we have inherited, right? And a part of the whole problem that we have in terms of the whole question of emancipation, right? Because you can't tell me, one of the most inhumane things to happen to humanity is to be seen as a piece of merchandise, as a piece of equipment. When you look at that, to deal with emancipation coming out from that, you can say, oh yeah, it's beautiful.
Mr. Caesar said, "When the national cultural policy is established, it should be tailored to address all aspects relating to culture and heritage in St. Vincent and the Grenadines." He said, "This would seek to assist Vincentians in accepting and highlighting the rich cultural heritage of St. Vincent and the Grenadines."
The National Cultural Foundation, since its inception, have been trying to really get a grip in terms of establishing a national cultural policy for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I think over the years, there was a number of problems relating to how we're going to approach it, because I'm not sure that in the early stages that we were sure in terms of what we actually want from the National Cultural Foundation. And I think over the years, he had clashes with the work of the cultural department in terms of what we were trying to do. So in this new dispensation, we are trying a different approach in terms of how we approach the development of the National Cultural Foundation. So after a couple of years of operation, we are still trying to figure out exactly what the National Cultural Foundation should be. And I think the process is what is continuing in terms of how we approach it.
Deputy Chairman of the National Cultural Foundation, NCF, Glenroy Sully Caesar. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.